Hi, Frank Thacker here, and welcome to the Daily Peacemaker. We titled all our podcast, and if you're just on SoundCloud, you obviously don't see the title, but calling this podcast The Dualistic Shadow. Yeah, The Dualistic Shadow. So let me enlarge on that a little bit. So these podcasts, the bottom line is about supporting and encouraging individual people like you and I to do what they can to create a culture of peace. And we define that as a culture, a way of life in which the inherent worth and dignity of every living creature is honored and respected. Where conflicts are resolved nonviolently, and people are in an environment where they feel safe and secure, and they have a sense that they can prosper. And sort of, I guess, call it maybe a pillar of that philosophy, a pillar or a fundamental principle of that notion of creating a culture of peace is that we are all creation is interrelated. And as probably many of you know, all the wisdom traditions taught that. You remember the poem, No Man is an Island? So the poets are into that, the artists. And now science is showing, especially through quantum physics, how everything is interconnected. So a fancy or a quick way of saying that is non-dualism, which means everything is connected, versus a sort of dualistic way of life or a dualistic philosophy, which basically is saying we're not connected. It's just, especially humans, just a bunch of individuals. So when I was, I've been doing a lot of stuff around shadow and, I've done a couple of podcasts, and I just realized, like, probably one of the places where dualism exists the most is within me, because you have Frank, and then you have Frank's shadow. And it's almost like two separate people. And so if you want to move into a non-dualism way of life, then I think we really need to integrate our shadow. And what does that mean, integrate your shadow? So as we talked about, the shadow is those parts of us that we want to keep hidden because they don't fit our image of ourselves. And I think some of them we're conscious of, but some of them are still rooted in our unconscious. We're not even aware of them. And you can see that quite a bit when, someone famous or, says something inappropriate or does something that's not too smart, and they get called on it and they say, well, that's not really who I am, but actually it's part of who they are. So that whole notion of integrating the shadow. So how do you do that? Well, obviously the first piece is to be able to identify what's in your shadow. Sometimes you can do it right away, like you might have a real deep-rooted fear of maybe life in general, but you strut around like, I'm this cool guy and I'm not really afraid of anything and nothing really bothers me. But you're aware on some level that, gee, there are some things that you really get shook up about and are really afraid of. Or one of them that I just sort of discovered about myself, excuse me for just a minute. All right. I'd go to these workshops or these conferences, and they'd always have a question and answer afterwards. Someone would get up to ask a question, and they would, ramble on about, you know, I've got two degrees and I've written three books about this, and they would ramble on and on about themselves and all these things they had done. And I would get like really annoyed with that. You know, I was with one of them, I remember, with my wife, and this guy got up to answer a question, and he's rambling on, and I said, "Honey, I'm gonna stand up and ask this guy to say what the question is." And she said, "No, honey, sit down. So I didn't get up. But anyway, that whole thing. And so I started looking at, why do I get so annoyed about that? And what I uncovered, which was in my shadow until I uncovered it, was that there was a part of me. So I saw the person doing it as very ego-filled. So I projected onto them that they had a really big ego and they needed to be stroked and liked by people. And I looked at the part of me that thought what they were doing was very egoic and wrong. And I didn't want to, you know, there's a part of me that doesn't want to be egoic. But on the other hand, there is a part of me that wished I was able to stand up and say a brag, or I might call it, but say all the good things about myself. So that, I don't know if I made that clear, but I was annoyed. Why was I annoyed? Because I was projecting onto them their egoics, you know, their need to be liked and praised, and because that was something in me that I was projecting onto them, kind of blaming them for being so egoic, but the reality was there was a piece of me that wanted to be like them. So that's just one example of finding the shadow. So then when you begin to get in touch with these parts of you that you don't like and you try to keep hidden, what do? Well, what I have found helpful is sharing them with other people, but people that I know fairly well and can trust fairly well. You know, so I've shared in another podcast about how I found out about this anger I have in me, where I was playing hockey and some guy grabbed my stick and I got so mad that I could feel like I could have killed this guy. You know, I was so mad at this silly little thing. And I was reflecting on that afterwards. And I said, geez, you know, I kind of see myself as this, you know, kind of calm, easygoing, nonviolent, peaceful guy. But then I began to see, wow, you got some really deep-rooted anger in you. If you can get so mad that you could actually do serious harm to someone. So what I do with that is I share with people that I know, you know, and it's like you got to share with people, you know. Like I don't go into a restaurant and say, you know, before I sit down to the people around me, I'd say, listen, I want to tell you, you know, I may seem like a real nice, quiet, peaceful guy, but I got a lot of anger in me. So don't do anything to piss me off tonight, okay? No, you don't blast it out in public, but you do share. And so the more you get in touch with the shadow, and the more you can then share it, it tends to help your shadow get integrated, become more part of you. And as it becomes more part of you, if you will, you begin to become more whole as a person. You sort of begin to move out of the shadow of the dualistic way of life, you know, where you have your shadow and you have your Frank or John or Mary, whatever. So as those pieces of you come together, you become more integrated, more whole, more non-dualistic within your very self. And you know, you hear people talk about peace, and if you want peace, start within, and that's true. And it's the same thing. If you want to become more non-dualism in your way of life, I keep getting those words up mixed up, but it's non-dualism is the sense we're all interconnected. So if you want to live your life in that way more and more, maybe the first thing is to begin to integrate the two pieces of you, yourself and your shadow self. So it's a lot of work. I think it's really helpful. The more you integrate your shadow too, the less likely you'll be get in trouble. You know, I shared the other day when I think I was in the fourth grade, and the nun was, I did something and she was sort of chastising me, and I told her to shut up, you know, and it was so that what I would have been, I don't know, 10, 11. So it wasn't until, I mean, I got in a lot of trouble for that, that's for sure. That's what I mean. Sometimes your shadow will get you in a lot of trouble. So I probably wasn't, you know, until I was, what, in my 30s, so maybe 20 years later is when I really got in touch with that angry side of me that I always sort of kept in my shadow. So I think that's about it for today. So the whole thing is being able to integrate your shadow. And if you look at some of the past podcasts that we've done recently, there's some there. And I think I did one way back. I think it might be like number 15 or 16, where it's a little bit longer. It's maybe a half hour. So you might want to check those out. So, all right, enough of that. We'll end there. Good to be with you as always, and always open to feedback. And hope you will, well, let us all walk in harmony and in the oneness and in the non-dualistic way of life. All right, take care. Peace.